It's the constitutional crises of 2006. This is Geoff Parrish. In 2005's waning days, Beltway developments pointed to 2006 as a pivotal year in the future of American democracy. The most far-reaching of these developments was George Bush's aggressive advocacy of his program of secret domestic NSA spying. The only way his program can be construed as legal is if the president has the authority to override any law. That is exactly George Bush's claim. Given that Bush and his cabal have predicted that the war on terror may last up to 100 years, the president is actually claiming that the rule of law need not apply for generations to come. Bush is proclaiming the right as a wartime president to do anything he likes. Anything. Why not disband Congress? Why not suspend the 2008 elections? Anything. This is deeply alarming. Surveillance of the National Security Agency, or NSA, operates by creating search terms and using computers to monitor not just suspected Al-Qaeda operatives, but all Americans' international calls, emails, and faxes. This would certainly explain why Bush didn't use FISA courts to obtain warrants. No court would allow surveillance upon countless millions of Americans. Done in secret, with accountability only to a highly politicized White House, there is absolutely nothing to prevent Bush and his cronies from using the NSA to illegally spy upon anyone they want. The 2006 constitutional crisis is not simply confined to the executive branch either. Lobbyist Jack Abramoff pled guilty Tuesday to wire fraud and forgery charges in exchange for his cooperation in the corruption investigation of members of Congress and their aides. More than four dozen congresspersons accepted large donations, gifts, or travel from Abramoff at the same time that they took legislative action favorable to him or his clients. That's only one lobbyist out of tens of thousands within the Beltway. The Abramoff scandals threatened to unveil the ugly way in which bipartisan Capitol Hill bribery works. It's democracy for the highest bidder. A profound crisis for democracy, and it comes at exactly the same time that a Republican-dominated Congress and a Republican-stacked Supreme Court are the only political institutions that can rein in the lawless excesses of the Bush administration. The only real solution to all this is a clean sweep. Congress must reject Alito and rein in the Patriot Act. And if Congress is, as Bush once said of the UN, to remain relevant, it must impeach George Bush and Dick Cheney. Widespread citizen outrage will be needed to force a corrupt and reluctant Congress to act. And in November of 2006, regardless of party, we must replace corrupted lawmakers with candidates who are truly responsive and accountable to the ordinary people who elect them. It's either that, or by the year 2007, we'll be living in a de facto dictatorship. It's our choice. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Geoff Parrish.